Hello everyone, it's Gregor from A19 Consulting, and today's topic is when to consider a freelance contractor for your Ivanti Neurons ITSM or ITAM system. Now, if you would have asked me that question 20 years ago, the answer would have likely been quite different. You see, ITSM has come a long way since the early help desk days. Back then, most help desk systems were very basic ticket systems that recorded employee information, symptoms, ticket categories, and allowed you to prioritize and assign tickets. Sure, you had some basic business automations like alerts and escalations and perhaps even some scheduled reports. But today's ITSM and ITAM systems are far more complex and offer an abundance of functionality. Features, workflows, configurations, and automations. Take the Ivanti ITSM product, for example. Back when I first installed the Heat for Windows systems, your typical implementation was just a couple weeks. So, and for those that don't know, Heat is the predecessor for Ivanti Neurons. Ivanti Neurons was a name change from Ivanti Service Manager. Ivanti bought Front Range, who was the maker of Heat, the help desk expert automation tool. And those systems were very limited, right? And technology was very limited over two decades ago, right? The internet was just evolving, computers were evolving, software is evolving, and the implementations nowadays, when you do a basic two-week implementation, they barely scratch the surface in 2 weeks. Now, is it possible to implement in 2 weeks? Sure you can. Can you use the system out of the box? Yes and no. Most companies will not benefit from the system that's out of the box. You could use it, but it's kind of like using a stock car and then going into a race with souped up cars, right? You're going to be at the end of the pack. You're not going to win the race. You're going to be able to putter along and make it to the end line. But your driver's not going to be happy. Your teammates are not going to be happy. The big boss or the service desk manager, the IT manager, the IT, you know, CTO, CIO, executives will not be happy with the results. And the reason you're getting a ITSM tool is to automate your business practices and to implement workflows and do more with less. And the entire reason you're getting that car is because you want to go into a race and you want to win the number one, right? You want to be constantly in the top three spots. And how do you get there? Well, you need to optimize. And you need to optimize your system. And automation is a good thing. Nowadays, everything is getting automated, and that makes perfect sense because call volumes have gone up, and there's a lot of stress on help desk systems and on repetitive tasks that you can automate and put some workflow around. And how do you know what to focus on? Well, you also need the KPIs, the key performance indicators, the reporting to kind of guide you of what's working well, what isn't. And this is where it all gets to be rather complex. And when it comes to these systems, you require a specialized skill set and expertise to advise and consult for clients. Now, I've worked with Global 500 companies for the last 28 years, and they are worldwide, and I can tell you no two systems are the same. Sure, there are some similarities, but no two systems are really alike. There are some commonalities, obviously. Everyone has a move, add, change request offering. Everyone has onboarding and offboarding, but the details and the automation and the workflow make it unique to every company. Now, with that, what needs to be said is that often vendors and their business partners are in the business of sales, which includes professional services that are nothing more than a very good salesperson, aka an account manager, that sells services and resources, a project manager, senior consultant, junior consultant, etc. And, you know, that's actually the primary reason I decided to go on my own and provide freelance consulting, development, and project management services for the Avanti Neurons product line, because you don't need that big of a team, and you really have too many chefs in the kitchen. You can only have one race car driver. There's a reason you don't have a back seat in the Formula One. There's a reason you only have one driver, and you don't even change drivers unless there's a big problem or there's just simply someone better, right? But imagine if you had a backseat driver in a Formula One race. That would be not so great. And imagine you had junior drivers. Someone just got their certification, right? And they proudly displayed their certification and their driver's license. And yay, I got my driver's license. I passed the test. Well, already going to be able to drive in that Formula One. Yeah, you can, but what are the results going to be? And are you going to be happy with those results? And what if you have three of those junior drivers and all wanting to be at the helm and the steering wheel? Are you really going to save time, money, energy, and effort? I can tell you, you will not. The other thing is, with all the experience that senior consultants bring to the table, they have been there and done it and overcome a lot of hurdles. What I usually encounter is clients coming to me and saying, hey, we were told by the vendor and by the business partners that it's not possible to do X or Y, or it's going to take a huge amount of effort to do Z. And my response usually is, well, yeah, I can do that. It's not that difficult to do. Done it many times. It used to be a feature in previous versions, and definitely something we can do. So with expertise becomes the know-how with someone that actually has driven on the major highways and super highways out there, on the Autobahn, on the Trans-Canada Highway, and the major interstates in the US, for example, right? So this is where you're going to start seeing some differences in expertise, skill set, and basically results. So while you think there's power in numbers and a team in theory is quicker, as I mentioned, it's quite different. From my experience with mid-sized to multinational powerhouses in 10 plus countries, when theory and practice meet, the outcome is always better with a seasoned main point of contact who wears many hats. I discovered that early on consulting with top companies in Canada and the US with leading Front Range business partners and leading Avanti business partners. They're award-winning as well. And the model is not unlike fast food franchises, really. You know, you've got corporate and you've got franchise locations, and they're sometimes competing with one another and more concerned about sales and bottom line. Meanwhile, the best fast food you can get is from the mom and pop fast food place down the street that focuses on quality and results. You see, having a team is great, but how many chefs do you really need in the kitchen? And how experienced is your chef? Is it 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15? Honestly, 15 years is not enough. What about one implementation? Two implementations, 5, 10, 15? Honestly, 15 are not enough. Experience cannot be taught, and the problem with large teams is the same you face in governments. Red tape. Too many managers, too many meetings. Lackluster, disappointing, and slow, and often very few results with ballooning project costs. So you really should consider a freelance consultant at pretty much any stage of your project. Whether implementing a new system, upgrading your system, improving your system, streamlining workflows, and also doing maintenance. After all, you don't know what you don't know. And again, that goes back to the business partners and the vendors saying, no, it can't be done, or it will be too expensive. And that's usually where I come in, as I said. I get one of those inquiries every few weeks, and it's usually the same. The reality is, a seasoned freelancer with experience trumps any team of so-called senior consultants. And senior, again, is in quotes, because nowadays, someone that has certification and a year or two becomes a senior. And, you know, you really got to ask yourself, are you getting the most out of your Ivanti ITSM ITAM implementation? You aren't, guaranteed, until you talk to me. I promise you, less overhead, less status calls, less meetings, less chit-chat, results, results, results. In fact, I'm confident that I'll give you twice the results in half the time at a quarter of the budget. If you're interested in finding out more, please visit me at a19consulting.com. Thanks for tuning in.